You're tuned into the Money Matters Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We'd first like to thank our sponsor, Farm Credit Services of America. Save money with WorkSmart line of credit through Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Anna Hastert reporting. African swine fever prevention has been an all-hands-on effort. However, it has become increasingly difficult amid a global health pandemic. We'll have more after this short break.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash-back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
National Pork Producers Council staff work closely with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the first line of defense.
So they're the people with the Beagle Brigades. They're inspecting international travelers when they come in, as well as international cargo. They are funded through user fees on international tickets for airline travelers, as well as maritime cargo.
That's according to Dr. Liz Wagstrom, NPPC Chief Veterinarian. Limited travel has greatly reduced incoming user fees, impacting U.S. Customs and Border Protection's ability to secure our border from foreign animal diseases like African swine fever.
Since the pandemic, international travelers, airport travelers, are down about 98%. Also a double-digit decrease in maritime cargo traffic. So we are pretty much to the end of funding for those employees.
U.S. Department of Agriculture officials were able to divert money to support Customs and Border Protection agents. However, the financial situation has become dire.
We are in a high priority situation where NPPC is working hard in either the next COVID package or the next continuing resolution or an omnibus funding bill to get funding for them. And it's a significant amount of money. We need about $630 million. Otherwise, you will see these really highly trained, highly effective employees need to be furloughed.
For more news and market information, visit iowaagnet.com.